Another Trade Talk Tuesday on Regional Radio. Kyle Hill visiting with Jim Farrell. He is the president and CEO of Farmers National Company based in Omaha, but quite a few realtors here in the Show Me State that, they've been serving landowners here for quite a while.
Yes, our company's been in business since 1929 and been working in Missouri really since the early years of the company. So we sell a lot of real estate, manage a lot of real estate, sold over 700 farms last year, and manage about 5,000 farms and ranches in 24 states. So, yeah, and we've been very active in Missouri over the years.
And, of course, being an employee-owned company, that means you guys really do have your boots on the ground.
We really do. There are no investors. You're talking to somebody at Farmers National Company, and one of our employees, you're talking to one of our owners.
Now, let's talk about one of the big issues that folks are looking into, at least in terms of if they're looking to add to their operation or size it down a bit, is the land market. And, what are we seeing in terms of prices?
Well, land prices actually have firmed up over the last 12 months in a general sense. Mostly it's firmed up in the corn and soybean area. That's where we've seen the best markets. If you go into the strictly wheat areas, the dry land wheat areas, we've seen more pressure on that. So as you go west of where we are today in Kansas City, those markets have not been as strong. As you go north or east into the heavy corn soybean areas, soybean prices last year, coupled with big crops, coupled with a good farm program payment that came in October of 16, really stabilized the market. And some markets have even seen a little bit of an increase. I would quantify that by saying that the markets that have been the strongest have been for top quality land. Any land that's got any kind of a blemish on it is really not sold very well. But if you've got really good land in an area where not much land has been selling in the last year or two, it's a strong market.
Now, what factors would a landowner or a potential land buyer have to look for before jumping in? What's standing out the most in terms of those factors?
Back when we were doing the run-up in agriculture from about 2007 to 2013, you know, auctions were king. You know, if you didn't take your farm to auction, you might leave 10 or 15% on the table. Today, auctions are still important, but we are seeing more property come onto the market as a regular listing right now. So I think a landowner that might be thinking of selling needs to work with a professional in the area, a land service person or a real estate person that can coach them on whether or not this property would be a good one for an auction or whether it'd be a good one for a listing, because in today's market, it makes a difference how you market it.
Jumping between going straight to market and going on auction, I mean, you do have folks that are able to handle both?
We do, yes. We have a full team of auctioneers. Boyd Harris is our auctioneer in Missouri. We have auctioneers all across our 24-state service area. So we'll, on average, cry about 200 auctions a year. Peak year, probably right at 300 auctions. So,
now, we mentioned buying land. Of course, you do also handle rentals, or at least keep track on those?
We do. We manage, as I said, about 2 million acres of farmland. About half of those acres are cash rented. So the cash rent market has a tendency to track a bit with land values. So when we saw a strengthening in the land values start to take place, or the downtrend, if you will, kind of leveled off 12 months ago, cash rents kind of leveled off as well. So we came into the 2017 year with fairly level cash rents in most areas, to down maybe 3 to 5%. Unless it was an outlandishly high cash rent for the time that hadn't been negotiated back at all since 2012. We're looking at 2018 right now as being pretty steady rents again. We are negotiating leases right now, and the lion's share of them are staying flat. We are seeing some lowering in certain areas and certain markets. But again, probably don't expect to see more than 2 to 5% maximum on any retracement in leases this year, and that'll be the exception.
Again, we're visiting with Jim Farrell, the president and CEO of Farmers National Company, and I understand that there's a regular survey that you guys put out on the land prices and land rent.
We do. Every year in January, we survey our agents about high-quality, medium-quality, low-quality land values, and we try to get a handle on that, and we do it again in June. And really, we've got quite a few years of data, and it helps us benchmark what's going on in each state with land values. So that'll be coming out here. Our last one was June. Of course, our next one will be out the early part of January.
Jim Farrell with Farmers National Company, our guest. If anybody that would like more information on what you guys have available in our neck of the woods or pretty much anywhere in your 24-state area, how's the best way to find out?
You can go to our website, www.farmersnational.com. On there, you'll find everything we have listed for sale, and we have record listings right now. We're at about $192 million worth of property listed for sale right now on our website or at the company that's featured on our website. And also, every property we've sold for the last 2.5 to 3 years is listed on our website by the date it was sold, by the state, county, acres, and price. So if somebody's interested in what we've sold in an area, they can go to our website and they can see what any of our agents have sold and what the market is in each area.
Jim Farrell, the president and CEO of Farmers National Company, joining us on another Trade Talk Tuesday. We thank you very much for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
And for Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill.